奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I studied scriptures with everyone.
今天晚上要用以圣洁的装饰，甘心献上自己做题目。
Tonight, I'd like to use the topic in the beauties of holiness to offer up ourselves.
这是在诗篇110篇里面的一句话。
And these are words that are recorded in Psalm 110.
我们现在请大家翻开诗篇110篇。
And please turn to Psalm 110.
第三节说
Verse 3.
当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多如清晨的甘露。
Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of your youth.
一节有很多不同翻译版本的经文。
There's many different translations for this particular passage.
在中文的这一节里面，它有许多注解，它就是从不同的抄本有不同的意思。
In the Chinese versions, they have explanations saying that in different versions, it means a little bit different things.
所以以你的民以圣洁的装饰，或做圣洁装饰就是圣洁装饰以圣洁为装饰。
And so some say it's use holiness as your adornment.
然后其实，在原希伯来文里面没有这个为衣服这个字的。
But in the Hebrew original text, it did not have this word to adorn or to wear.
那这个甘心牺牲自己在原来的字里面也是只是说，就好像甘心祭一样，就是像甘心献祭这样子。
And to offer freely in the original text also mentioned something along the lines of offering ourselves, sacrifice.
那你的民多如清晨的甘露，他这里又有一个说明说，或作你少年时候你的光耀如清晨甘露。你的少年的时代了。
And there's also a line here that says, you have the dew of your youth.
就好像是你在年轻的时候，你就是像清晨的甘露这样子充满活力。生机盎然。
Just as when you were young, you were like the dew, full of vitality.
那这里用另外一个版本就说你的民你的民像清晨的甘露这么样的有力这么新鲜。
And other versions say that the Lord's name is like that of the dew. It's so refreshing and so powerful.
那所以这一节。诗篇110篇是我们明天要读的经文呢。
Psalm 110 is the psalm that we are to read for tomorrow.
那因为我们今天如果照读经进度是读109篇。
According to the Bible reading schedule, we should be on Psalm 109 today.
那因为109篇它基本上所讲的信息都比较直接。
And because the message in Psalm 109 is very direct.
那110篇呢却是在所有的新约圣经里面被引用最多次的旧约的经文。
And Psalm 110 rather is used the most frequently quoted in the New Testament.
所以新约圣经的作者，他们用最多次的经文就是诗篇110篇。
New Testament authors used Psalm 110 the most when quoting.
有超过20次。
There were over 20 times that it was quoted.
这个他在讲这个。你是照麦基洗德等次永远做祭司这样的一个概念出现很多很多次。
This phrase here, according to the order of Melchizedek, appears numerous times.
那第一节说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳，也出现过很多次。
In verse 1, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. A phrase also appeared many times in the New Testament.
所以我们现在读到这个诗篇的时候这一篇我们一定要了解。
So as we read to this psalm, we must understand it well.
所以小弟今天晚上就要用这一篇做 做中心的经文跟大家来分享这个主题。
And that is why tonight I like to use this psalm as our central, our key theme to share.
因为这篇诗篇它基本上是预言。
This psalm is a psalm of prophecy.
它很明显的在预言主耶稣基督他的身份。
And it is very apparent that it is a prophetic psalm about Lord Jesus and his status.
主耶稣基督他所要来到世上所要做的拯救。
The Lord's Jesus's mission to come to this earth and his plan of salvation.
以及他将来所要执行的审判。
As well as a judgment that he will execute in the future.
所以这篇诗篇主耶稣自己曾经引过的。
This psalm was actually quoted by Lord Jesus himself.
第一节说主对我主说这个主神对我主这个主就是主人 的意思。
And so the verse 1, the Lord said to my Lord, the first Lord mentioned here is God, and the second my Lord is referring to the master.
那这个因为这一篇那个标题已经写是大卫的诗，所以作者是大卫本身。
And so this is a psalm of David.
那所以是大卫他在神的灵感动底下所写的诗篇。
This is a psalm that was David under the movement of the Holy Spirit penned.
他在预言神的国度基督耶稣要作王。
He was prophesying of God's coming kingdom and that the Lord Jesus shall reign over it.
那这个国度里面的神的百姓也要成为像祭司一样。用圣洁的装饰把自己全然献上。
And in this kingdom, the inhabitants will be like priests who put on holiness.
那我们今天之所以能够成为祭司，都是因为主耶稣基督，他是按着麦基洗德的等次，永远做祭司，才有今天我们这个小祭司。
We are able to be called priests today because all due to the Lord Jesus and the order of Melchizedek.
那所以，那在这一篇里面呢？他基本上其实就是一直在预告这个基督的来到。
So in this psalm, the main purpose is to foreshadow a Lord's coming.
这是有两句话，有两节都是神自己说的。
And there's two verses here that were spoken by the Lord Himself.
所以第一节，这个是神对我主说的。
So the first verse, this is what the Lord said to my Lord.
这个就像一个宣告。
Just like a proclamation.
所以这个说本身其实就是圣言的意思。
And so,
就是在讲出神的命令呢。
And so this word said here means that they're trying to speak out the Lord's commands.
Oracle, 就是神的那个旨意啊。
Rather, this is an oracle of God.
就好像古时候的人，皇帝的那个命令写诏书下来。然后当众读给那个他的国里面的百姓听，这样。
Just like the decrees that were passed on by the ancient kings to the people.
好，这是第一节，所以这一句话接下去，你坐在我的右边。
Following this first phrase, it says, "Sit at my right hand."
你是代表着这个我主。
And you referring to my Lord or my Master.
我的右边这个我就是主，这个主神，这个神。
And sitting at my right hand, which means that I'm sitting. Near my Lord's right hand.
所以因为这句话是神的宣告，所以这个第一人称就是神本身。
And because this is a proclamation by God, the first person form is referring to God.
好，那现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
他说：“主神起的誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”
The Lord has sworn, and he will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
好，这个也是神第二次的说，他这一次是更慎重的启示说的，不改变的。
And this is an even more solemn saying the second time, and he will not change.
那其实，在原文里没有这个说，启示就是在宣告了。
And in the original text, it does not use the word said, but rather he revealed or proclaimed this.
他已经启示了。其实，在这里，神的启示是指着自己启示的。
He had already revealed this to himself.
你是照着麦基洗德等次永远为祭司，这个你是谁
？So you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Who is the you referring to?
这个你就是第一节那个我主。
This you is referring to what is written in verse 1, my Lord.
所以这个主是按照麦基洗德等次永远做祭司。
So this Lord there is the one that is coming according to the order of Melchizedek, who never changes.
好，所以 现在是神说的，所以他说在你右边的主、啊、在你右边的主，这个你也是指的这个 我主这个主、啊、所以这个、是那个 the Lord。 接下去当然第五节嘛。
So in verse 5, here it says, the Lord is at your right hand.
所以这个你，这个你是谁？
Who is the you referring to here?
应该是跟这个第四节那个你是麦基洗德的等式，这个你，这个同样的你啊。
Should be the same person as the one referred to as in verse 4, the one according to the order of Melchizedek.
好，那当他发怒的日子，所以他发怒是谁发怒？是主发怒的时候了。
So in the day of his wrath, whose wrath? It is the Lord's wrath.
就是神发怒的日子。
Which is the God's wrath, the day of God's wrath.
那这个就在说明将来最后的审判了。
And this is talking about the eventual judgment.
哦，所以在这里这一篇诗篇呢，它的预言的信息就是，它预告耶稣基督要来建立他的祭司的国度。
And in this psalm, it prophesies that Lord Jesus will come and establish His priestly kingdom.
他主耶稣基督，他是这个国度的王。
Lord Jesus is the king of this priestly kingdom.
所以第二节说，神必使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来，你要在你仇敌中掌权。
Thus, the verse 2 it says, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies.
好，所以这里他是有能力的，他是掌权的，所以他是王。
So here he is powerful and he is strong, and that's why he is the king.
所以这个主是当王的。
So this Lord is the king.
但是第四节这里的这个主啊，却是又是当祭司的。
But in verse 4 we see this Lord is also a priest.
所以在这里我们看到啊，他所预告的这个主既是君王也是祭司。
So we see that the Lord that's prophesied here is not only a king, but also a priest.
这两个职分在旧约时代是互不容的，就是王是不可能同时兼任祭司的。
These two titles are contradictory in the Old Testament time because a king cannot be a priest, nor a priest be a king.
哦，但是这两个职分在主耶稣基督都要同时具备。
But in Jesus, these two titles can coexist.
那就是因为在神的国度里，在主耶稣所建立的这个属灵国度里，是一个祭司的国度。
For in the spiritual kingdom that the Lord has, Jesus has set up, established, it is the priestly kingdom.
那在这个国度里面，耶稣基督又是掌权的君王。
And in the kingdom, Lord Jesus holds sovereignty.
那他里面他所统治的所有的子民也都要成为祭司。
And all of the people in the kingdom shall be priests.
好，那所以呢，接下去这里面他所提到的说，你的民呢、哦、有一个特质是都是要装饰整齐啊，像祭司一样。
And there's something very special about this kingdom in that the people there are very unique, that they shall be adorned like that of a priest.
当你掌权的日子，就是你做王的时候。
So in the day of his reign, when he becomes king,
你的百姓每一个人都会很乐意的来到你面前。
Is that his people will gladly go come before him.
不管是征战的日子，还是这个神只是众人要聚在神面前都没有关系。
It doesn't matter whether it be a day of battle or a day where people congregate before him.
就是所有的百姓，他的百姓，他的民，都会甘心乐意的到他的圣山来聚集。
But those who are his people will gladly and willingly go to his mountain to gather.
那这些百姓都是以圣洁为装饰的。
And these these citizens are all using holiness as their garment.
就好像他们都穿上圣衣一样。
Just like putting on a holy garment.
然后这些民是很多的。
And these inhabitants are numerous.
哦，那其实另外一个意思就是神的这个基督当王，这个王是充满能力啊，是像清晨的甘露这样子啊，非常让人觉得非常的舒服啊。
So in other words, this king was full of power, just like that that dew of your youth that is described before in verse 3.
主耶稣基督在传福音的时候
，When Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel,
他有一次就问当时候的百姓。
He once asked the people at the time.
他就问他们说，基督到底是谁呀、啊？
He asked them,
从哪里来的
？Who is the Christ and where did he come from?
我们来看一下马可福音第十三章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 13.
马可福音十三章。
Mark 13.
十三章我们看是马可福音十三章是马可福音十三章哈，我们看第三十五节十二章，对不起，十二章三十五节。
Mark 12:35。
十二章的三十五节。
Mark 12:35。
请读这一节。
Verse 35. Then Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David?
三十六节。
36. For David himself said by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
三十七节。
37. Therefore David himself calls him Lord.How is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly.
哦，在这里这一句话这一节啊，也就是说这一个描述在马太、马可、路加都有。
And this account is recorded also in Matthew, and Luke.
那这个是主耶稣在问当时候的犹太人说：“哎，怎么基督是？”文士怎么说？基督是大卫的子孙呢
？Lord Jesus was asking the people at the time, why is it that how is it the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David?
那上就是大卫被圣灵感动说，所以这里主耶稣自己已经证明诗篇一百一十篇就是大卫的作品了。
And Lord Jesus here confirmed that Psalm 110 was written by David.
那所以主对我主这个我主基本上就是在预告这个弥赛亚。
The Lord said to my Lord, my Lord is foreshadowing the coming Messiah.
所以是三十七节，大卫自己称他为主。
And so in 37, David himself calls him Lord.
那他怎么又是大卫的子孙
？Then how is he David's son?
就是说，主耶稣基督早在大卫那个时候就存在的。
Which means that Lord Jesus had already existed in David's time.
因为耶稣基督他是这位天上的神。
Because the Lord Jesus is God Himself in heaven.
他早在创世之前，他就已经存在。
And even before the creation of everything,
He was already there. 他是自有永有的神。
He is omniscient and omnipresent.
他是这个世界，我们这个人类的历史是在他的计划底下在进行着。
And human history is continuing to go on according to His plan.
其实也就是他救赎计划。的一部分。
It is also one part of his grand plan of salvation.
哦，所以这里这个主耶稣基督的就是他的来历，就是从大卫的子孙来的。
The Lord Jesus came from the lineage of David.
那你要他说你要坐在我的右边，这是神对基督说的。
And he says that you shall sit at my right hand. This is what God said to Lord Jesus.
那当时候众人听了说很喜欢主耶稣在解经，然后就是把这个旧约圣经给他们讲解啊。
And the common people heard him gladly. They loved listening to Lord Jesus interpret the scriptures.
一直到主耶稣被钉十字架之后。
Until he was crucified on the cross.
那个圣灵降下来。
And after that, the Holy Spirit descended.
那当时候门徒他们就得圣灵了。
And at the time, the apostle disciples received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵以后，众人就很好奇啊，就聚集在道士徒他们那里来了。
And after they received the Holy Spirit, the people marveled and came near the disciples.
那当时候彼得他就起来讲。
And then at the time, Peter stood up and he said.
他起来。做见证，为什么他今天可以领受圣灵
？He testified how he was able to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们现在看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章的第三十三节。
Acts 2 verse 33.
他现在要说明这个圣灵的浇灌，就是耶稣基督已经升天了。
And he was going to explain the promise of the Holy Spirit, which means that the Lord Jesus had already ascended to heaven.
使徒行传二章三十三节。
Acts 2 verse 33.
请读这一节。
Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He poured out this which you now see and hear.
三十四节。
34. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool."
好，所以你看他这里，大卫没有升到天，但他自己说，主对我主说，你要坐在我的右边。所以很显然，现在坐在右边的就是 耶稣基督了。
So although it says David did not ascend into heaven, but he says to himself, "The Lord is my Lord, sit at my right hand." It's apparent that one sitting at the right hand is Lord Jesus.
那现在主耶稣还一直坐在这个天父的右边呢，神的右边呢。
And Lord Jesus today is still sitting at the right side of the Heavenly Father.
要主耶稣一升到天上去，他就把圣灵降下来了。
And when Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he poured down the Holy Spirit.
这是他对门徒的应许。
This is his promise to the apostles.
也间接的让门徒了解主耶稣真的是活着，他现在回到天父去了。
The apostles also understood that Lord Jesus had indeed ascended to heaven and back to the Heavenly Father.
他为我们预备住的地方。
And he has prepared a place for us to dwell.
等到所有的事完成之后，他就会来再接我们回去。
Now, when all the work is complete, he will return to deliver us back.
所以他在33节是说，他被神的右手高举，他现在回到神那边去，坐在他的右边。
And so in verse 33, it says, being exalted to the right hand of God, he was exalted and brought back to God.
要一直等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Until he makes enemies your footstool.
那是你的仇敌是所有的仇敌啊。
And your enemies meaning all enemies.
哦，做脚凳就是要让所有的仇敌通通都被打败。
Making them your footstool, indicating that all your enemies shall be defeated.
那什么时候所有的仇敌才会被打败呢？
When will all the enemies be defeated?
哦，所以这里的仇敌就不是只是这个我们肉体上看到这些对头对敌这些。
So these enemies are not the ones who we see in this world, the ones who crucified Jesus, for example.
这些仇敌也不是只是我们自己身体里面的这些情欲啊。
These enemies are not are the fleshly desires and lusts that we have within us.
这个仇敌也不是只有指魔鬼啊。
And the enemies do not only refer to Satan.
这个仇敌就是最终的仇敌就是死亡。
But the ultimate enemy is death.
所以当保罗在解释这个从死里复活这个观念的时候
，So when Paul was explaining the concept of the resurrection,
我们看哥林多后书第十五章，前书第十五章
，First Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书十五章
，First Corinthians 15.
请看第二十五节
，First Corinthians 15 verse 25.
哥林多前书十五章二十五节
，First Corinthians 15 verse 25.For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. 26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
你看这里，他说基督啊，必要作王。
Says that Lord Jesus must reign.
等到神把一切的仇敌通通放在他的脚下。
Until he has put all enemies under his feet.
其实这句话就是从诗篇110篇引进来的。
So these words were derived from Psalm 110.
然后最后所要毁灭的仇敌就是死亡。
And the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
所以诗篇一百一十篇的道理，包括我们在末日复活的时候都会适用的，都要用到的。
The truth in Psalm 110 is also applicable to a resurrection in the end days.
所以主耶稣现在坐在神的右边，要一直等到把所有的仇敌都踩在脚下，当做他的脚凳。
The Lord Jesus sitting in the right hand of God until all the enemies are made into his footstool.
现在这个救恩还在进行的时候。
And while the salvation plan is still going, being carried out,
因为现在这个世界还继续存留，世界还存留。
And we see that the world continues to exist.
这个神所选召的这个数目还没有满足。
And the chosen ones, elect of God, has not yet been filled.
所以现在继续有人要接受洗礼，要来领受主耶稣的救恩。
And there are still people who are receiving the baptism, receiving the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以现在这个救恩还在继续着。
So the salvation plan is still being carried out.
主耶稣一直坐在神的右边。
Lord Jesus continues to sit at the right hand of God.
他扮演一个角色。
And he's playing his part.
这个右边的角色就是大祭司。
Being at the right hand of God is the role of that of the high priest.
就是要成为神跟人之间的中保。
And he is to become the mediator between God and man.
一直到等到末日来临的时候
，until the end times，
所要毁灭的最后的仇敌就是死亡。
Then the last enemy that shall be destroyed.
那个时候我们人就复活。
And that time we shall arise again.
照启示录所说的，死亡跟阴间就没有，都被丢在这个硫磺火湖里面了。
Just like it says in Revelation that then death and Hades will be no more. They will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那时候就是真的，神的国度很明显的分开了。 天国跟地狱的。
And in that time, God's kingdom is distinctly separated from heaven and hell.
人的这个国度里面，就是能得救就进天国，不能得救就是下地狱。
And in man's kingdom, only the ones who are saved can enter heaven, and the ones who are not are going to hellfire.
所以主耶稣基督他现在坐在神的右边。
So Lord Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God.
那这个时间现在还是继续坐在那里，还在这一个时间，现在还是进行呢。
In this time, as right now, it is still being carried. The salvation plan is still being carried out.
所以诗篇110篇的这个道理，现在还是继续的。
And so the truth in Psalm 110 continues to be applied today.
那再看回来诗篇110篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 110.
110篇。
Psalm 110.
他说：“神要使你从锡安伸出能力的杖来。”
It says that the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion.
这是锡安是神的宝座。
Zion is the throne of God.
锡安也是神的教会。
Zion is also the church of God, the city of God.
所以神他要在主耶稣基督要在他的教会掌权。
Thus, Lord Jesus shall reign and have sovereignty in His church.
在这个地方能够看到神的能力。
And in this place, we shall see the power of God.
在这里，仇敌是没有办法跨胜的。
And here, in this place, the enemies cannot be victorious, cannot boast of victory.
接下去他说，你要在你仇敌中掌权。
And it says in the latter part of verse 2, rule in the midst of your enemies.
就是在这个世界上其实真正掌权的是神呢。
So in this world, the one who holds true sovereignty and power is Lord Jesus.
那只是人他不愿意承认，不愿意去顺服他而已。
But men are unwilling to admit to it and unwilling to submit.
但是神掌权这个事实不会改变。
But the truth of God holding all sovereignty of this world does not change.
我们今天在神的国度里，在神的这个圣城里，成为他的选民呢。
Today in God's kingdom, in His city, as His chosen people.
我们知道。主耶稣基督就是我们的王。
We know that Lord Jesus is our King.
什么事情其实都是由主耶稣在控制的。
And all things are controlled by Him.
那当你掌权的日子，就是当我们会承认主耶稣就是我们王的时候。
And when we confess that Lord Jesus is our King that reigns in our hearts.
那现在我们有一个很重要的任务，我们的认知啊。
Then we have a very important mission in this understanding.
我们要能够把我们自己装饰整齐。
We have to be able to equip ourselves orderly.
成为圣洁。
Become holy.
因为主耶稣基督他其实就是我们的大祭司。
For Lord Jesus, He is actually our high priest.
所以这里在这个装饰这个圣洁的装饰，他提到之后，他特别提到耶稣基督是照麦基洗德等次做祭司的。
So after talking about the beauties of holiness, it follows by saying that Lord Jesus is according to the order of Melchizedek.
那这个表示这个圣洁是在神的角度里面所看到的圣洁。
Meaning that this holiness is seen from God's perspective.
那主耶稣基督他在世上的时候
，When Lord Jesus was in this earth,
他其实看起来像人。
He was appeared as a human being.
因为他是被女子所生下来的。
For he was born through the woman.
所以主耶稣基督也是人子。
So Lord Jesus was the Son of Man.
但是他其实更重要，他是神儿子。
But more importantly, he was the Son of God.
他其实就是这位基督，就是受膏者。
And he is the Christ, the Anointed One.
我们现在看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章，我们看第六节。
Hebrews 5 verse 6. As he also says in another place, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
在读第五节，第五节。
In verse 5. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
所以这里说主耶稣基督他是被天父指定做大祭司的。
Here it accounts that Lord Jesus was made high priest by the Father.
照麦基洗德等次永远为祭司的。
And he's a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
那这个麦基洗德的等次是什么？
What is the order of Melchizedek?
那这个道理你看在第十节 我们看第八节,
Let us look at the verse 8 concerning the truth of the order of Melchizedek.
第八节,
verse 8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
第九节,
9. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
第十节,
10. Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
十一节,
11. Of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing.
好, 你看这里, 这里他特别提到说, 这个有关于麦基洗德这些, 这个道理, 他说, 还有好多话, 但是, 很难解明, 因为你们听不进去, 就是当时候, 希伯来书的作者, 认为这个道理其实很基本, 可是当时候人却不明白。
Here it specifically mentions the order of Melchizedek, saying in verse 11 that there's much to say about it, but it's hard to explain because they have become dull of hearing. And the author of Hebrews is actually saying that it wasn't that hard of a concept, but because they did not want to hear.
其实如果照希伯来书第六章所讲的呢, 其实这个有关于麦基洗德主耶稣基督是麦基洗德等次做祭司, 这个是 道理的基础而已啊。
And according to Hebrews chapter 6, Lord Jesus being the priest according to the order of Melchizedek, this is a very fundamental part of the faith.
哦, 可是当时候有很多人不能够了解主耶稣基督真正的身份。
A lot of people during that time did not fully understand the Lord Jesus' stature.
因为在当时候有些异端呢, 就一直在贬低主耶稣基督的神性。
There were some heresies during that time that tried to take away the notion of God, of Jesus being divine.
当时候有很多人都认为说, 诶, 犹太教里面所讲的道理, 好像比基督教所讲的还好。
Some people thought that the truth spoken in Judaism was better or more true than those in the Christian churches.
因为在主耶稣基督的福音里面所讲一些道理，基本上犹太教的这些信条里面也都有。
Because the truth that Lord Jesus had spoken of in the Gospels, on the basic level, was also spoken of in Judaism.
那是在第六章希伯来书第六章的第 一节以后的,
this is what is recorded in
第一节,
Hebrews 1 and 2.
哦, 那个就是,
Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2.
那这个就是, 这些基本的道理开端而已啦。
These were the very basic principles of the truth.
那在这里他说, 主耶稣基督, 在世上受苦的时候, 他曾经大声的哀哭, 祈求神, 能够让他免死。
And here it says that when Jesus was suffering in this earth, being crucified, he once called to God to ask him to take it away.
就是他是受苦, 主耶稣要承受十字架的苦刑, 是很难承担的。
So this is a very unbearable kind of suffering on the cross.
主耶稣还是因着顺服天父的旨意, 他第八节是说, 因为所受的苦难就学了顺服。
But even though he was suffering, he learned to submit to the Father.
所以他最后就顺服天父的旨意，真的就被抓，被钉十字架。
And so in the end, he submitted to the Father's will and allowed himself to be arrested and crucified.
所以第九节主耶稣就这样子成为完全了。
That is how Lord Jesus was perfected.
所以就成为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And so that is why those who follow and submit to him will be likewise. And he becomes the author of our salvation. So with this kind of submission, then salvation is made possible.
那所以主耶稣基督呢, 他是救恩的成全, 他也是照着麦基洗德等次为大祭司的。
And he is also the finisher of our faith, and he is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
哦，所以现在这个麦基洗德这个等次的祭司来到第六章希伯来书第六章再讲一次。
And so when we get to chapter 6, it once again talks about the priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
看六章二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
像这里说,做先锋的耶稣,主耶稣是走在前面的。
We see Lord Jesus was referred to as a forerunner here. He ran before, or he walked before the others.
他就为我们进入幔内,所以他现在是按照麦基洗德等次,是永远的大祭司,现在 为我们走出了一条路，可以到神面前去的。
And he enters the presence behind the veil. He's a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, and he made this path so that we can lead us to God.
所以把那个人跟神之间的障碍把它打开了。
So he removed that obstacle, that hindrance between man and God.
他就是那个大祭司，直接通到宝座前的。
And he was the high priest that allowed people to go directly to the throne.
那主耶稣他是怎么做大祭司？他这样的身份怎么来的？
How did Jesus get this kind of status? How did he become a high priest?
所以在希伯来书第七章呢，他接下去就开始在说明这个麦基洗德是谁。
In Hebrews chapter 7 begins explaining who Melchizedek was.
第七章的第一节就说他是撒冷王，是至高神的祭司。
Chapter 7 says the king of Salem, priest of the most high God.
他是常年为祭司的，因为他是记载在创世纪第十四章里面。
And he was recorded in Genesis chapter 14 as a and remains a priest continually.
哦，那个这个麦基洗德呢，他出来迎接亚伯拉罕了。
Melchizedek came to receive Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕就把他所得到的这个战利品呢，献上十分之一给他。
And Abraham gave a tenth of his spoils to him.
他说这个麦基洗德是他的名字是仁义王，也是平安王的意思。
The name Melchizedek means the king of peace or a king of righteousness.
哦，所以他是既公义又和平的。
And so he is righteous and peaceful.
那第三节说，这个麦基洗德是无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终。是以神的儿子相似的。
Verse 3 says, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, made like the Son of God.
他这个强调说，这个麦基洗德到底是怎么一回事？他是谁呀？
Emphasize here, who exactly is Melchizedek?
就是说，在旧约圣经创世纪十四章里面，根本就没有记录这个人的来历啊，也没有在说明这个人之后就不见了。
In Genesis 14, it did not talk about how he came about and where he went afterwards.
哦，就是说，他好像没有交代他的来历，也没有交代他之后去哪里，是无生之始，无命之终。
So that's why he seems to have no beginning nor end of life.
但是他也好像又是很尊贵，亚伯拉罕要献上十分之一给他。
But yet he seems like such a royal person that even Abraham had to offer a tenth.
那亚伯拉罕所生的后来这些立位所有的子孙承受神的律法的人，通通都跟亚伯拉罕一样，要献十分之一给他的。
Even the descendants of Abraham, including the Levites, had to offer a tenth to him.
所以他强调说他的尊贵性。
And so they emphasize his nobility.
而且他要强调这个他的身为祭司哦，这是神启示立的。
And he became a priest because God had established him as a priest.
我们现在看一下第十七节，七章十七节。
Read chapter 7, verse 17.
哦，十六节，对不起，十六节。
16 rather.
16,
who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. 17, for he testifies, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
好，那所以呢，再跳过去看第二十节。
Let's jump over to verse 20.
二十节。
Verse 20, and inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath. 21, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. 22, by so much more Jesus had become a surety of a better covenant.
好，那我们看到这一段呢，他在讲这个麦基洗德的这个祭司啊，主耶稣基督是启示的，不是按照这个家谱肉体来的。
We see here the passage talks about the order of Melchizedek. Lord Jesus revealed it and was not did not descend from the lineage.
是永远的祭司。
He is a priest forever.
人间的祭司哦，人都会死，一段时间就过去了。
And a priest on this earth can only be a priest for a short amount of time, then he passes away.
但是主耶稣基督这个祭司的职分是永远的，不会变的。
But Lord Jesus as a priest, this title carries with him forever.
他是永远活着的。
And he never changes because he's always living.
哦，所以他是长久长存的哈，啊，他是活着的。我们现在看接下去的第二十三节。
We continue reading verse 23.
24.
He continues But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
第25节,
25, therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
26节,
26, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens.
好, 你看这里这一段在讲这个, 啊, 主耶稣基督他这个大祭司是永远长存, 他的职任是长久不更换的。
We see here, it talks about Lord Jesus as a high priest that is here, there forever and does not change.
我们今天靠着他可以进到神面前来。
And today, by relying upon him, we can draw near to God.
他是长远活着为我们来祈求。
He lives forever to give intercession, make intercession for us.
他能够救我们到底啊。
He is able to save us till the end.
他说他是圣洁无瑕疵无玷污的远离罪人的。
Says he is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners.
是他是没有罪的。
He is sinless.
高过诸天的。 是所有的权柄都在他手上。
And all the authority and power is in his hands.
所以这位祭司其实是为我们准备这个救恩的。
So this priest is has prepared salvation for us. He has opened the way for us.
那个路是我们人可以直接到神面前去见到神，去祈求神的帮助。
And that way is a way where people can go directly to God and ask for His help.
但是这位祭司他进去的时候，他也要照律法上，他也要带祭物进去的。
But
according
to the law, in order for the priest to enter, he must also offer a sacrifice of blood.
那现在这位大祭司进去的时候，进去见神的时候，他不是空手。
And so this high priest goes in to meet God, not empty-handed.
那这个祭物是什么？
So what is his offering or his sacrifice?
就是他自己。
It is himself.
所以第27节。
So in verse 27. Who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered him up himself.
It
says here that Lord Jesus had offered up himself. The high priest of the world, in order to reconcile for the people, they need to reconcile for their own sins.
所以他们要先为自己献上赎罪祭之后，才能为百姓赎罪。
And so they need to offer up sacrifices for their to atone for their sins in order to atone for the people's sins.
但是主耶稣基督他是不一样啊。But
Lord Jesus was different here.
他说他是无罪的。
Lord, it says here that he is sinless.
他现在一次就把自己献上，就把这个献祭的事情成全了。
And there once and for all, he offered himself up.
所以主耶稣他是大祭司，也是那个祭物。
The Lord Jesus, not only is he the high priest, but he is also the offering.
他为我们把这个救恩的事情成全。
And he has completed, fulfilled a salvation for us.
成全到永远。
He fulfilled it until forever.
所以主耶稣基督他在希伯来书作者的描述当中，
The Lord Jesus, as described by the author in Hebrews,
他就是这个更美之约的中保，他就是
He is the priest forever that is our mediator.
他就是坐在神的右边替我们祈求的。
And he is the one who sits at the right hand of God to intercede for us.
今天我们在主耶稣基督的教会里面。
And today, as we are in the Lord Jesus' church,
我们成为他国度里面的选民。
And we are a citizen in his kingdom.
我们今天其实都领受主耶稣
Today we have received the grace that the Lord has given us through, by his sacrifice.
那是现在我们跟随主耶稣的脚步在生活的。
And we carry out our lives walking in his, the footsteps.
你就看到说将来我们有一个盼望。
And we see that we have a hope for the future.
每一个人当主耶稣再临的时候，
All of us, while Jesus is still here,
就是当他掌权的时候，他真正
When Jesus comes again, when he is victorious from all against all the enemies,
我们每一个人，他的百姓都能够以圣洁为装饰，然后甘心把我们自己献上。
And all of us using holiness as our adornment and clothing, can willingly and gladly offer ourselves up.
也就是说，我们真的能够装饰整齐，能够迎接主。
In other words, we can equip ourselves, clothe ourselves completely to be received by God.
因为主耶稣已经为我们走了这条路，他为我们打开了这个。打通了这条幔子。
For Lord Jesus has already opened up the way. He has already torn down the veil for us.
我们如果能够看清楚主耶稣所做的牺牲
，If we can see the sacrifice that Lord Jesus had made，
然后他对我们的期待
，and the expectations that He has for us，
那这样子我们就会很努力的去装饰自己。
Then we will try even harder to equip and clothe ourselves.
因为主耶稣既然已经付出代生命的代价
，Because Lord Jesus had already paid。The price with
his life. 他要把我们拯救到底。
He wants to save us until the end.
那要真的进入神面前，你没有圣洁是不可能的。
So in order to go in to draw near to God without holiness, it is impossible.
所以神的旨意是什么？主耶稣的旨意在哪里
？So what is then is the will of God? Lord Jesus.
他是叫我们每一个人都要能够保持圣洁。
Will is for each of us as his people to be holy.
我们现在来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that you...
Okay. 第四节
Verse 4, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. 5, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
好，神的旨意就是要我们成为圣洁，掩蔽淫行。
So the will of God is for us to be sanctified, to abstain from evil.
我们每一个人都要用圣洁尊贵去守自己的身体。
And we need to use sanctification and honor to possess our own vessel.
因为就好像今天主耶稣基督他是大祭司，我们成为祭司的国度，我们每一个人也需要是成为祭司的。
Today, Lord Jesus, as the high priest, because we are citizens in His kingdom, we also need to become a priest.
那要成为祭司，你一定要圣洁的。
So to be a priest, we have to be sanctified and holy.
那有圣洁才能够见到神。
And only the holiness can we then see God.
到神面前也才能够站立得住。
And we can come before God and be able to stand firm.
那我们如果了解主耶稣他。对我们的期待啊
And if we understand the expectation Lord Jesus has on us,
他为我们牺牲生命不是白白流血的了
that then he would not have died and sacrificed his life in vain.
他用他的生命来换取我们的生命
But rather, he used his life in exchange for ours.
所以我们要把主耶稣活出来了
So that is why we need to live out Christ.
那活出来就是真的我们要像效法耶稣基督把自己献上
and live out Christ by submitting and following his commands and offering ourselves as a sacrifice
甘心的献上自己成为圣洁的
willingly sacrifice ourselves for holiness
所以罗马书第十二章说
so Romans chapter 12 it says
罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12
第一节
Romans 12 verse 1
十二章第一节
Romans 12 verse 1 I beseech you therefore brethren by the mercies of God that you present yourself your bodies a living sacrifice holy acceptable to God which is your reasonable service
这里保罗这样子提醒我们
Paul reminds us here
要把我们的身体献上当作活祭
need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice
是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
so holy and acceptable to God
我们这样子侍奉是理所当然
andThis kind of sacrifice is our reasonable service.
是因为主耶稣基督他已经先走过这条路。
Only because Lord Jesus had already walked this path.
他是我们的先锋。
He is our forerunner.
我们现在跟着他走。
And now we follow according to the way he has set for us.
然后最后呢，你看他是做祭司，他也做王啊。
And Lord Jesus was not only the priest, but he was also the king.
所以我们跟着主耶稣基督，我们现在也要装饰自己成为祭司。
So when we follow Lord Jesus, we also need to equip ourselves like a priest.
最后我们也跟主耶稣同掌王权。
And in the end, we shall have sovereignty like God as a king.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候
，So when Lord Jesus comes again,
我们就配得跟他同坐宝座。
Then we are worthy to come to the throne with him.
然后最后就要把所有的仇敌都踩在脚下。
And in the end, then our enemies will be made our footstools.
所以我们看到这样的盼望。
We see this kind of a hope.
那这个盼望，这个能够真的进到神的国度里面啊，跟主耶稣同掌王权，同为祭司。这个盼望很重要的。
And this hope of being able to enter with Lord Jesus, to have the sovereignty with him and to sit on the throne, This is a very important hope.
这个盼望就像希伯来书第六章所说的，是我们灵魂的锚。
This hope is as what is recorded in Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书六章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19. This is the anchor of our soul.
这个灵魂的锚哦，是又稳固又牢靠了。
It says this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast.
是通到幔子里面去的。
And enters the presence behind the veil.
就是直接到神面前的。
Which means it goes directly to God.
今天你看我们在主耶稣基督的这个恩典呢。
Today under the grace of Lord Jesus,
给我们有一个盼望。
We have a hope.
得胜。
A victory.
跟主耶稣同掌王权。
To reign with Christ.
跟主耶稣能够同为祭司，在神的宝座前服事。
To be a priest with Christ and to sit on His throne.
把所有的仇敌都踩在脚下，都完全得胜的。
Make our enemies our footstools, which means to be completely victorious.
所以愿我们都能够这样子完全献上自己，甘心乐意。
And may we offer up ourselves in this manner, willingly and gladly.
然后成为圣洁。
And become holy.
蒙神的喜悦。
To be acceptable to God.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
119.
Let us rise and sing hymn 119.